it's good to be here tonight. Amen. Appreciate the goodness of God. Amen. Good to see my brother get filled up.
Yeah.
I love Brother Eric with all my heart. Me and him run up down the road some together, and I appreciate it. With all my heart, and brother, I tell you what, I don't feel like clearing your heart, go ahead. I know they're giving me an appointment, and I would do this any other time, but if you feel like you need to do something, you go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I don't give up my appointments, but hey, I love the Lord tonight. Yeah. I want God's will be done. Tried my best to get Gina to preach tonight. I said, boy, I don't feel good. Amen. And Ruth laughed about it. She said, well, she won't even talk, let alone preach. I said, well, maybe she's a sign language. Amen. Nevertheless, it's good to be in God's house now. We are blessed people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I've been blessed beyond measure. Amen. Amen. Just being here tonight just for a few minutes' time. Amen. I can go home right now and say, I've been blessed.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
Amen. Want to fill my heart. And Lord, know tonight that we've been saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Know tonight our name's recorded in heaven tonight. Well, I want to tell you, that's important. You know that. And, amen. Before I get into this, there's a couple things I want to share with you. Amen. We went, me and Gina and some people from church went last Friday night. Amen. We went and watched the movie. And I tell you what, I hadn't been to the movies in a long time, but I tell you, I enjoyed that very much. I didn't eat popcorn. I didn't drink. I sat and watched the movie. And a very good movie, if you ever get the opportunity to see it. Amen. It's called War Room. There's a little black woman on there, and I tell you what, that little woman has a lot of meaning behind what she says. Amen. I believe she knows what she's talking about. And she always put God first, Brother Eric. And I tell you what, you talk about being blessed. I thought about that. And, amen. You know what? She said that most of her life she took and she fought a battle that she couldn't win.
Yeah,
amen. But she finally made her little room. Amen. And she'd go in there and offer up her prayers to God. And every time she offered up one to God, she'd take write it down and nail it to the wall.
Yeah.
So she'd remember it. Amen. Amen. And you know what? Every time she done that, brother, she'd come out victorious. God began to answer her prayers. Yeah. And we got somebody with us tonight that bless us more than we could ever stand.
Yeah.
Amen. But let me tell you something. We come outside that night, and I met a man there I'd never seen before in my life. And we got talking in the parking lot, and he said, you know, he said, it amazes me that, hey man, he said, I've been saved for 12 years. And he said, brother, he said, I saw enough liquor to fill that building full. Amen. He said, me and my dad were bootleggers. He said, we finally opened up a business, and amen, we sold beer and liquor. And he said, let me tell you something, brother. He said, my mama was having a prayer meeting one night. And my wife said, you know she's going to get mad if you don't go. Amen. And he said, you know, he said, I thought we'd satisfy mama. I'll go down there and sit by the back door.
Yeah.
He said, I'll lean my chair up there. And he said, buddy, I went in there all puffed up. And I said, that preacher better stay off of me tonight. He said, when I come to, I saved. Amen. He said, I still, amen, wonder about that, how that even took place. And he said, I still, after 12 years, how God saved no sinner like me.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. And evidence of things not seen. But you know what, brother? I like seeing some evidence, don't you? When somebody gets saved, you see some evidence. Amen. I said all that to say this tonight, what I'm going to read. Amen, we may not understand everything, but I said, well, God's got a plan, don't he? Amen, I believe that tonight with all my heart, God's got a plan. Because he woke me up yesterday morning. Amen, I took night wheel. It's been years since I took any night wheel. And I took some Monday night. And brother, I tell you what, that's good stuff. Amen. I forgot to set my clock and everything else, and I woke up about 35 minutes late for work, but God had the scripture on my heart. Brother, I hurried as quick as I could, got my shower, got the coffee turned on, and I grabbed my Bible, and I said, okay, God, let's see what you got to say. And Brother Ed, I like what the Lord said to me.
Amen.
So tonight in Romans chapter 8, chapter 7. They're on the same page, my Bible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you what, I love the Lord tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe you do. Amen. Ain't many of us, but I believe you love the Lord or you wouldn't be here tonight.
Right.
Old, wet, gloomy, rainy night. Amen. Knowing that I was going to come. Amen. We're out of time. We stayed at home. Amen. I believe that tonight. Ruth told me that everybody loved me. She said, oh, there'll be a bunch of her. I said, Ruth, I found out a long time ago everybody says they love you. Amen. Don't love you. Amen. They might put some pretty words behind it. Amen. But they'll never show you. Amen. In the book of Romans, chapter 7, starting to read in the 16th verse. Paul said this, he said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, that is good. He said, now then, it is no more I that do it, I but sin that dwelleth in me.
Yeah.
He said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
Yeah.
For the good that I would, I do not. Don't you really notice what he said? But the evil which I would not, that I do.
Yeah.
Now, if I do that, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me.
Yeah.
Listen very close to this verse. He said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Yeah.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind.
Yeah.
And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
Yeah.
Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. How but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, Father in heaven, Lord, as I come before you tonight, God, just as humble as I know how, Lord, I pray that you put this together for me, Lord. I don't know what you want done. How but, Lord, I want to follow you tonight, God, and do the best I can with this. Lord, I give you praise and glory for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, I tell you, I thought a lot about this. I've said it many times, and I know I quoted it wrong. Amen. I said that when I would do good, evil's always present, but that ain't what he said. He said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil's present with me. Amen. Now listen, he's talking about his flesh. Amen. There's a lot of times, folks, I guess tonight what I want to go at is being ignorant of oneself. Amen. Brother Ed, sometimes we're ignorant of what we can do. Amen. You know, a lot of times the inward man wants to do, but the outward man won't let him. Amen. A lot of times we want to go to church, but the outward man will say, well, I just feel a little bit too bad. Amen. Maybe I'll go next time. Hey, but let me tell you something tonight. That is a warfare that's going on in us tonight. Hey, no doubt, maybe today you had a battle. Amen. Maybe the flesh against the soul. Amen. Tonight, maybe you just wanted to stay home. You looked out and seen how bad it was. Amen. Knowing there might be faults on the way back tonight. But listen, you let the inward man rule over. Amen. The outward man. I believe God, amen, won't come, amen, to die out and let the Spirit of God lead us. Amen, listen, God said, and I must decrease, amen, that He can increase. Amen, how we do that tonight. Amen, doing the things that we would not, brother. Hey, what the flesh don't want to do, I make it, brother. Hey, listen, you know, people say, well, we don't need the flesh. But, brother, what if we tried it every once in a while? Amen. He said, this kind of prayer comes. This kind of faith, brother, comes by prayer. Amen. And then fast it. Amen. Maybe just once in a while. Hey, if we just got down to business with God and got this old flesh under subjection, hey, maybe we could have a better time than the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. You know, I think sometimes that, you know, we want to blame the devil for everything.
Yeah.
Well, the devil done this and the devil done that. I can just see him sitting back somewhere with his feet put up. Hey, man, his hands crossed and bringing ear to ear. Saying, there's one more praising me for something I ain't done. Hey, man, let me tell you something tonight. Hey, greater's He that's in us tonight than He that's in this world. Hey, we need to get our mind made up. Get our foot on the road. Hey, man, and serve God. With our whole heart. More today than we did yesterday. Hey, brother, he said the time is drawing nigh. Hey, look up. Hey, for our redemption's at hand. Of course, God's been coming. And we better grab a hold. Hey, man, of that gospel plow. And hold on, brother, and for all the time.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. We better hold on. Amen. Everything we got.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Serve God with all we got.
Yeah.
Amen. Time soon running out,
right.
Church.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, I didn't come. I'm not trying to beat you up and beat and bang on you tonight. Amen. I'm just wanting to wake you up. Amen. I need to be woke up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. I'm thankful for that tonight. You know, the Bible said that how we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
Amen. But we, our wickedness, amen, darkness, and, amen, principalities. He said wickedness in high places.
Right.
Brother, have we ever seen wickedness in high places like we have today?
Right.
I look back, you know what? Let me tell you about somebody a little bit self-ignorant. Amen. There was a man in the Bible. He had John put in prison because John told him he was sinning. Amen. And he cast him into prison. But it was his birthday, brother. And he saw this pretty young thing in and he promised her the world, you might say. Amen. If you just danced for him a little bit more, what would you have me to do for you, honey? Amen. And she said, bring me John the Baptist in a charger. Brother, could you imagine? The Bible said it troubled her. Amen. He didn't even promise her. But there's been a moment for sin. Brother, he prays. Hey, let him get the best of him. Don't get to do us that way sometimes. Hey, no doubt he troubled him. But nevertheless, at his word, Brother John was beheaded for her.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right, brother.
Hey, man, listen. Being ignorant sometimes, brother, I get in trouble.
Yeah.
I get in trouble. Sometimes I want to give into the flesh. Well, I tell you what, Brother Jerry, you know, it's a lot easier for me to take, point out somebody else's faults and dips to look at my own.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Hey, man, I believe the Bible says that if a man look in a mirror, amen, he turns and walks away and forgets me. Amen.
Right.
What manner of man he was.
Yeah.
Amen. How easy. I mean, I've seen it so many times. Amen. Go to church. People stand up, praise God. Talk about how good God been to them. How God blessed them. What the Lord done for them. Walk out on the porch. Talk about their brothers and sisters working the dog. Hey, brother, tell me that God bless your name. Let me tell you something, Brother Jerry. I feel the Lord. Amen. In my younger journey on this trip. Amen. I really felt Him. I'm a brother. The closer I get home, I'm a greater desire I have to serve Him. Hey, take full responsibility for myself. Amen. Not anybody else but myself. I know tonight that I'm, as Paul said here, old wretched man that I am. But praise God for Jesus Christ tonight. I am just saved. I've been born again. I washed in the blood of the Lamb. But I got hope beyond this world tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
This could be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what? We feel God. I've seen people so many times. So pray for me that I'll be more for God.
Uh-huh.
God opened the door, there was up to hell none.
Yeah.
I mean, brother, you know what I'm talking about. You pastor. You pastor, brother. Pray for me. I'm going to get closer to God. I'll tell you something else gets me. I got no boy in my church, brother. I bet you he backslid more times than Carter got liver peel. Hey, man, I'm telling you, every service, and he does show up, pray for me, I'm backslid. Brother, let me tell you something, you've known the backslide so far. Hey, man, you either with God or you ain't with God.
Amen.
Well, I got news for him. As much as he's backslid, he surely ain't with God. Hey, man, listen, I know tonight, hey, that sin overtakes us, hey, in our foolishness, I'm going to stand up and ask prayer for myself. Hey, man, and not do nothing about it myself. Brother, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Amen.
Ignorance.
Right.
Good Christian.
Yeah.
Ignorance.
Bring it on, brother.
People,
yeah.
People don't like you saying that, Jerry.
That's right.
Amen.
Bring it on.
People say, well, why'd you put yourself down? Because, hey, I do it before anybody else gets checked.
Yeah.
I know what I am, brother.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. I know what I am. I'm saved tonight by the grace of God. I am tonight what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen. I ain't much or nothing, but you know what? Brother, I'm not going to fall. Sometimes, brother, I let the flesh get in my way. Brother, I found out here lately. How last Sunday, how last Saturday. Amen, there was a singing going on. And Gina kept asking me, said, you're going to go. And brother, I had a headache all day. I didn't have to go lay down for a while. Hadn't had one that bad for a while. But brother, you know what? I finally put the flesh aside. Amen, went over to the house of God. And guess what I got? I got blessed. How'd you get better? By being in the presence of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Preacher, how you get in the presence of God? Understand it. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. For I am a spirit.
Yeah.
God's a spirit tonight. Amen. Got to get in the spirit.
That's right.
Amen. I remember a long time ago, Old Western came out. Brother Ed got called Young Guns. And boys got down to the point they didn't know which way to go. They went down there and spoke of some like coyote weed or something other. They said they'd ride their horses backwards and everything else. They said, "Where are we?" Said, "People, they don't even see us, don't even hear us." He said, "We're in the spirit world." Brother, I got news for them. They was in the wrong spirit, and they was in this world. But brother, I like getting in the spirit of God and leaving this world just for a few minutes of time. Amen. To hear what God has to say. Brother, through Solomon or through the Word of God. I like what the little preacher preached at my church last year in revival. He said, "We need preaching." Hallelujah, brother. I'm thankful for the Word of God. Ain't you? That's what got me convicted.
That's right, brother.
And I read it, and it condemns me.
Yeah.
I read it, it convicts me.
Yeah.
Amen. I search it, I find me not where I should be. Amen. You know what? But I'm thankful, brother, because it showed me where I can get.
Yeah.
It showed me where I can get. Listen to me. Turn with me to Malachi, if you will, just for a minute. Amen. I believe I'll tell you right. Malachi, Michael, Malachi, Malachi, Malachi. Amen. Amen. The third chapter. Listen here. Amen. He said here in the 16th verse, third chapter of the book of Malachi, he said, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it.
Yeah.
And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that called upon his name." Folks, that's how you get blessed. Amen. Put God first. Amen. Come together with your brothers and sisters. Talk about what God's done for you. Amen. People come in. Oh, let me tell you. Preacher, the devil's done this to me all week long. Well, we're having fellowship with him. Don't the Bible plainly tell us to resist him? Amen. And he has to flee. Hey, draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to him. He'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Tonight, brother, I felt that to be true.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? When I do good, I find that the evil's always present. Let me share something with you. This is experience. Amen. Brother, let me tell you something. Somebody gave me a Bible. A brand new Bible. Boy, I thought that's the amazing little thing I've ever seen in my life. Every one of them Schofields, I'd always wanted me one. And brother, but I still don't read it much because I don't understand it like I do this one. It's the Word of God, but the way it's broke down, I just don't get much out of it. Amen. But you know what? I sit back there and I look at that and I said, my. I said, "Boy, that's a beautiful Bible. Boy, pretty cover on it. It is. It's a nice Bible, and I don't care what they spent and gave that to me." Amen. And you know what? I said something about how precious it was. And this dear old brother, he walked through by and said, "I figured you're too stupid to read." Brother, I tell you, in a moment, my anger kindled up inside of me, and I jumped up and I said, "Art a rare bat, kick your leg, come out from under you." And you know what he said? That sounded like a preacher to me. And brother, let me tell you something. I said, if the saints of God get saved, hey, maybe the preacher would too.
Yeah. Amen.
But just like that, amen, the Spirit of God condemned me.
Yeah.
Amen. You know why? I was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Amen. I had a bad day all day. Go to church, what do you expect? Some good old folk way to get it to you, saying God walk up and say something to you like that. Hey man, let me tell you something. Boy, I tell you, Ed, sometimes I let my anger in. Stupidity. Stupidity.
Yeah.
I should have stayed calm. Should have asked him to show me his favorite scripture in there.
Yeah.
I bet he couldn't have found it. You know what? I ask for a testimony, most people give me a prayer request. Ask for a prayer request, most people testify. Hey, we have become spiritually ignorant.
Yeah.
We can't tell one from the other.
Good
preacher. Amen. I preached the other day, brother, about a whale without water in it. Amen. What good is it? Amen. Whatever. You know what the Bible says when the salt lost its savor? Amen. It ain't good for nothing, brother, but be cast out in the dung pile, brother. Cast under men's feet. Because when we lose our testimony, we lost it all.
That's right.
Amen.
Man, ain't nobody got a testimony no more. I stand up and testify sometimes to church, brother, and I feel about that tall. You know why? Because I feel like everybody in the back of the house saying, "What is he talking about?"
Yeah.
Well, I talk about what God's done for us, brother.
Amen.
People look at you like you've gone crazy.
Sure.
But let me tell you something. He woke me up this morning.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what, brother? I had food to take and get out of the refrigerator and mix this morning for breakfast.
Hey man, you know, brother, I had lunch today, brother. Hey man, I had a home to go to after work, you see. Had a shower to get in, take a shower. Hey man, I had a meal fixed, brother, when I got ready to eat. Hey man, listen, had a vehicle to get in and go to church in tonight. Hey man, we're in the dry tonight. We're not out here under the love, brother. Yes, sir, we're blessed, brother. Hey man, listen, I may not have a bank account, but I got Jesus Christ in my heart. And brother, that's all I need tonight.
Amen.
Therefore, I serve Him the best I know how. Oh, my God, I failed Him.
Amen.
Oh, I failed Him. I come up so short. I get aggravated, irritated. And, amen. I let my ignorance show. For the things that I would not sometimes, I let happen, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
I let it overtake me. Amen. You know what, brother? And it's so easy. Amen. It's so easy, like I said. Take and look at somebody else's fault. I told a brother of the night church, I said, you know what I love about being a Christian? When you've truly been saved, born again, Jerry, you can look at me, you know my fault. You don't probably about as good as any man in this country. Hey man, but he loves me anyway. Brother, that's what a true Christian is. You know that. You know what our Savior done? He looked at us, brother, when we was lost and undone. Trash of this old world full of filth. And loved us anyway. He didn't see what it was. He seen what it could be. Hey, man, you know what? Tonight, he ain't looking at what I am. He's seeing what I can be. Hey, man, after a while, hey, man, if you go on me there, Malachi, he said, brother, he said, I give up my jewels. Talks about us being his jewels. And, brother, he's going to give us up and in glory. He's going to prepare a place just special for his jewels. Hey, man, I'm going to go there, don't you? This didn't go nothing like I thought it would. I'm glad it don't ever. Hey, man, but listen, Paul said the things that I would not. Hey, man, I'm glad tonight things that I would not. Hey, man, that I do. Hey, man, you know what? I used to drink. Hey, man, and you know what? The Bible says come out amongst the world and be separated. Hey, man, be separated from this world.
Amen.
Therefore, I don't go to the honky-tonks. Hey, man, you know what? A drug you don't need to do, you don't need to hang out with a drug dealer.
Right.
Hey, man, you know what? An alcoholic don't need to hang out at the local beer joint.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's why I live down there in a lot of churches. Oh, it's okay to social drink. Let me share something else with you folks. Things that gets to me. We live in a confused world.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a show started coming on, and I love it. There's some things about it I don't care. But I love it. There ain't many things in this world I care about as far as this world. But I like to watch it just because of different people. The Boys. I don't know if any of you ever watched it. It's music. Sometimes they'll have some good stuff on there. But there was a woman on there last night. And I told Gina, I said, that amazes me. She was, her mama was the pastor of the church that they attended. And her mama sung in the church. And she said, boy, my mama, when I was real young. Now listen, I'm talking about being self-ignorant. Ignorant of self. She said, boy, I want to be just like my mama. She said, I want to sing. So she said, I started singing in church. Oh, I love to sing in church. I thought, wow, this is cool. It's cool. It's cool. You know what? Then she said, out of high school, she said, I went home, told mom and daddy that I was gay. And I had a girlfriend. So me and her started dating right out of high school, and we're still together. Listen to me just for a minute. I thought, well, that probably ended your church career. It made it strong. She's teaching at a Christian school.
Oh, my goodness.
She's teaching at a Christian school, still singing in the church choir. Still singing, lead singing. Came into the church choir. And on the way to go. See?
Hello.
That's been it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anybody ever read that word at all, know that's wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, if you've read anything about this word, you know that's wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you can't live in this world and be in this world and be part of this world and go to heaven. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
You're only fooling yourself. I'll fool myself, brother, if I go out here and start back what I used to do,
sir,
and think it's all right. Huh? Jesus, you know what? If I could do that, Jesus wouldn't have to die.
Right.
all that had done. That's all that done. Confessed him, know he was Jesus. For a lot of people said, I know he's Jesus. But do you know him as your Savior?
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
As your personal Savior.
Yeah.
That's what makes me go to church, eh? Yeah. That makes me sit over there when I can't do nothing but sound like somebody rubbing a cat's back up and down an old salt bar or something other. It's squalling, brother, trying to sing with everything. Yeah. Brother, I got news for you. That's why I do it, because I love the Lord.
Yeah.
He didn't say I had sing purity. Did he? You find it everywhere he told me he had sing purity. I can't sign it. So I said, over there, and then my back here, I swear by fucking somebody else. Amen. I don't want people to know who it is, do you? Now you know. But Jesus Christ gave me his very best. All he expects me, my best. Boy, I tell you. I think about evil's always present. Do you understand what's evil's always present?
Yeah, amen.
Do you know what causes people not to come back to church on Sunday night? Because evil's present with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
You know why they ain't here tonight? Because evil's present with them right now. They may not be out in the world. They may not be in the honky tonks. They may be sitting in the comfort of their home. There's reasons. Don't get me wrong. There's reasons. God knows. I know. Master knows. There's reasons. There's sickness. There's health issues. We understand that. I know that woman right there hurts a lot. Sometimes she can't make it. God knows that. You know what I said? That's why that we gave God all we could when we was young. Amen? Drug here and yonder, wasn't you, Mary? And this coattail preaching here and yonder. Amen? But you give God all you got. Then when you get down in the way, that's what you got. Well, you got a foundation that you want to pay that'll stand when you're on your back or whatever. Amen. God knows that tonight. But I'm talking about just that. I don't feel like going back. Well, I just don't feel like going back. Now listen, that may not be any of you here does that. I'm just saying tonight. I got this everywhere. I'm going to encourage you tonight just keep on keeping on. Because there is a book of remembrance being recorded tonight.
That's right.
It was written down tonight, David. You don't want you up here and sung, brother? God scratched that down in glory tonight.
Sure.
Huh? Mary, because you was hurting and you got up and come on church tonight, God charted that down in his book.
Yeah.
Boy, you got happy while Bill. Ain't no telling what he's going to do. Ain't no telling what he's going to do. But you know what? Tonight, each and every one of us has a book being kept in heaven.
Yeah, amen.
Judgment begins at the house of God.
It does. That's right, brother.
Yes. Now that I got saved. Oh, I can remember that so well, Jerry.
Yeah,
March 15, 1997. I can grab well off any time of day.
Yeah.
Amen. About 7:10. How do you know that? Because we should have been outside having church, but we was having church in the back.
Yeah.
Over one old sinner got saved.
Yeah.
You know why? Amen. Because they didn't go by form. They went by feelings, by spirit.
Yeah.
They decided that. They could have dismissed and went on back out when they got through me. And I prayed and said, well, I didn't feel nothing. Let's go outside and preach to them. Maybe you get saved out there.
Yeah.
They didn't go that route. Preacher jumped right out in the middle of the floor right in front of them and said, would you like to pray again? Sure would. But I sure ain't feeling too good right now.
Yeah.
Amen. I have to say, I left there feeling pretty good. Better than I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
I've been drunk. I've been high. But I never had been saved. But the best feeling I've had.
Yeah.
Amen. The craziest feeling I've ever had. Yeah. And it's still just as good today as it was then.
Wow, brother. Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about several years later now. Amen. It's still just as good. Ain't going on 19 years now.
Yep.
You know what? I wouldn't trade it for nothing in this world. Yeah. Brother, it's been a good road. You got a hard, rough road. Come get something. Gina and Dwayne are trying their best to break me from rambling, and I'm trying to help them. Amen. I get to talking.
All right.
This is what the Word of God says right here, the third chapter of Revelation. They said, be watchful and strengthen that which remains and are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my. He found the words perfect. Hey, man, listen. He said, before God. Lord, help us tonight.
Yeah.
Every time that I want to do something for God, evil's always there.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric, I want to go out and maybe go to church somewhere different on Wednesday night and visit. Hey, man, one more place to get away.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, maybe Sunday after church, I might feel like watching. On the way home, I think I'll go to the hospital and visit somebody.
Yeah.
I kind of get home, my flesh has talked me out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, see, evil's always present with us.
Yeah.
Brother, you don't have to go out here and pick a sinner up.
Yeah.
You don't have to go down here at the store and be with them. You don't have to go to the beer joint and be with them. Brother, all you got to do is just listen to yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
Every time I want to do good, evil. He's always present with me. And trying to talk me out of it. Trying to discourage me. You can't preach like that. Paul, you can't testify like that. You need to just sit there and be quiet. You need to just sit back on your seat. Amen. And make yourself as unknown as possible.
Yeah.
I remember one night in the little prayer meeting. Amen. Brother Jerry, some more of these whole bunch there. My mother-in-law, she got sick. Amen. She went out to prayer meeting at her home. I hadn't been saved. Oh, just for a few weeks. And boy, that night, the Spirit of God fell on me. And I'm going, I tell you what, Brother Ed, he kept telling me, speak. Tell them what I've done for you. Tell them the goodness of God. Amen. Lost people everywhere. I sat there and I choked it back and I gnawed my tongue. I've done everything I could. See, evil was present. I couldn't blame nobody but myself. No Spirit was talking to me and nobody else talking.
That's right.
And I taught myself out of it.
Yeah.
Boy, you talk about a long spell I had.
Yeah.
Brother, it was a while before I could see the post
president.
And I cheated myself out of a blessing. Maybe somebody else, I don't know. Maybe somebody could have saved. You know what I kept saying? I ain't been saved but just a little while.
Yeah.
And I can't testify, Lord. Lord, you know I can't speak like that preacher does, and I can't speak like so-and-so does. They've been in church for a while.
Yeah.
I've never been to church. It doesn't matter. Brother, my testimony is just as good as yours, and yours just as good as mine. Amen. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Yours might be short, mine might be long, like vice versa.
Amen.
But it's still good.
Amen.
You wasn't raised up like I was. You went to church, brother. You didn't know the sins that I knew, but you're still a sinner, wasn't you?
Right.
Still had to be saved.
That's right.
Amen. It makes a difference.
Right.
Amen. Tonight, no. Hey, we ain't like everybody else. Every time that we want to do something for God, amen. He was always just right there.
Yeah.
Always talk you out of it.